I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Okay, now we're rocking. Inside the 9 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson. We're talking baseball, obviously. The Mets win, 5-0, a beautiful day in Queens. Shout out to you if you were there. Let's play a little audio from the post game, and we'll talk Pete Alonso, we'll talk Juan Soto, we'll talk Tyler McGill, Nimmo, Kranich, Lindor, you know, the Make It Happen Mets. Okay, so what I was talking about before the break was that when Juan Soto popped up in his first at-bat and then Pete Alonso comes up, right, obviously Lindor is on second after the hustle double and it gets reviewed. Pete Alonso wastes no time upstaging Juan Soto, but they're teammates. They're on the same team. Pete Alonso is just doing his job and doing what he's supposed to do, right? The guy in front of you doesn't get it done, you get it done. But I was on Twitter, shout out to Dre, who is a, you know, WFAN listener and Mets fan and very active on Twitter. Shout out to Milton. They both posted the same screenshot, right? There's a video where, you know, the home run gets hit and Pete Alonso comes to the camera with Jesse Winker and Francisco Lindor, and you can see Soto just sitting on the bench in the back with his sunglasses on looking straight, kind of with the same look like he had when the World Series ended. So Dre writes, Soto looks so disappointed in himself, or is it just me? And then Milton, Bleacher Creature Cowboy Man, says, why is Juan Soto not even looking at Pete? So people started insinuating, like, you know, even in Miami, like, how come he's not celebrating Pete Alonso's success? I think it's more that he's disappointed in himself. Like, Juan Soto is a guy that thinks he's better than every pitcher, and ump shows up the pitcher, and ump, if he strikes out, he's looking at the pitcher like, good for you. And, I mean, that first swing where he popped up, you could tell he was trying to hit that ball to the chop shop. So, let's play the post game where I felt like this had to be intentional, right? I felt like somebody in the Mets, and shout out to the Mets, I've said this a bunch, their marketing team is excellent. This rebrand that they're in, like, no joke, I'm not trolling. Like, this rebrand that they're in now in this new era of Steve Cohen and David Stern's Mets, like, I didn't see the 5-borough race until Evan posted it. And I was like, well executed. The first one, it looked pretty cool. I'm sure, you know, the kids loved it on the big screen too. But let's play Juan Soto in the post game. And when I was listening to the post game, not looking at the post game, I'm like, smart. Someone had these two guys sit together as teammates, right? The highest paid player, the big acquisition of the offseason, and the guy that's been here since 2019, the face of the franchise, Pete Alonso. Let's play the first cut from Juan Soto where he's talking about opening day and the fans.
Like Pete said, it's a perfect day for baseball. I think everything went in our way. We're really happy that we were able to come through and bring some runs in for McGill and let him do his job. And he threw amazing today. So I think when you look at every detail, it went great in the Mets' way. So we're happy for that. Yeah, I mean, it feels great. This fan base is amazing. Like I said in the past, I didn't realize how many fans they have and how many passionate they are. And it's really cool.
The one thing I'll say, Juan, and I'm a big we guy and us guy, and I don't play for the Yankees, but I watch every game and I go to 40 games a year. And even before I was on the fan, as a kid, I was saying, we. I have a Yankee hat on. I wear the pinstripes. I say we. Juan, you are a Met for the rest of your career. It is not them and they. It is not their fan base. It is your fan base. It is us, we, our fans. They're your fans. So 888-808-1019. Let's play the next one because this is where I was tipped off that, like, okay, you know, these guys are together. And shout out to Mets PR and marketing for putting the two stars on the podium together.
What do you think of what this guy's doing right now?
That's why they call him the polar bear. He's just tremendous power.
Shout out to the polar bear. And if Pete doesn't run with that and come out with his own line of refreshing polar beers, that's a loss. 888-808-1019. Lou is in a story on the fan. Go for it, Lou.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Family. Everything okay?
They're all right. The baby is asleep. My wife is done for a week. Dada is holding it down.
You're feeling better now? You got sick a little bit, right?
Yeah, I was honestly going through it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I came out of it yesterday. I'm back to regular me now.
Yeah, it's like I call you and told you that you got to be ready because when you go to school, and believe me, these kids, they bring all kinds of sicknesses and you better take care of yourself. You know, get all the stuff that you need or whatever if you believe in it. I don't know.
Hopefully by that time I can have another wing, you know, buy a house, have another wing where my son stays and I stay separate from him.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, you're still going to be touching things. Anyway, quickly on the Mets, even though I'm going to say something on the Yankees, but I'll be quick. Today I was really not happy. No wonder why the Yankees are the big brothers, no matter what they say. How in the world you have an introduction opening day and there's fans missing in the stand? You got a sold-out crowd. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me that was actually the case. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, and the polar bear, okay? Can you believe that he actually got a nice ovation, but guess who had one as well? Guerrero.
Yeah.
His replacement.
No,
I mean,
what's wrong with this?
Go ahead.
He's not his replacement yet, but fans are fans, and we're going to get into it tonight. We're about to get into it right after this call. You can't police fans. There are Mets fans that saw their owner get Juan Soto. They know that Juan Soto is friends with Vladdy. Those two were yucking it up in the outfield. Like, they want Vladdy next year. He didn't sign with Toronto, and if he hits free agency, there are going to be loud Mets fans calling the station saying, we want Vladdy. So they were vocal today.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But in the moment, Jesus Christ, I think if I was Alonso, I wouldn't be very happy about it.
Hey, anyway, he turned it into a home run. They said, okay, I'm here right now at first base. Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you keep doing that, forget it. Not even him, but he's going to be the reason why Soto is going to be very, very good if you can protect him like Judge did. Anyway, on the Yankees, I'm very happy what's going on right now. George is doing what he's supposed to do. But until we get a contact hitter that can be a leadoff for this team, I don't really believe that they're gonna be really beat a team like the Dodgers. Your thought on that?
Yeah, I saw Jeff Passan. Thanks for the call, Lou. I saw Jeff Passan put out utility man Cooper Hummel, and the New York Yankees are in agreement on a minor league deal. Hummel, 30, elected free agency after being DFA'd and will report to AAA. A switch hitter. Hummel will make $820,000 if he's in the big league. So there you go. There you go. Passan writes, as the Yankees need a right-handed bat. I don't know. I would say DJ LeMahieu is on his way back. Stanton last night was visible and made news. I didn't talk about it last night, but I'll talk about it now. I'll talk about a couple things right now. 888-808-1019. Stanton saying to the Yankees, we don't get swept at home is good because they didn't get swept. But it's also bad because it's now bulletin board material. What if the Mets come into the Bronx and sweep the Subway Series again? Don't say that. Or if you say that, say it's off the record. That's for the clubhouse. Because I remember I was out of town last year, and on the 4th of July holiday, Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Reds came in and swept the Yankees. I think I went to the first game. It was like a Tuesday. Ellie De La Cruz had a homer into the bullpen, like ripped a double down the line. The Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, who I think just lost like five games in a row or something, the Reds came into Yankee Stadium and swept us last year. Yes, us. So what are we talking about? I guess it was good in the moment to not get swept. Yeah, and the Reds just lost their third in a row. But like, chill with that, because the first team that comes in and sweeps the Yankees, it's going to come back up. 888-808-1019. You can't police fans. You cannot tell people what to do. And Lou, in the same breath that you talked about there not being a full house, one, the tickets are expensive. So you also can't police a fan that paid $500 to be in that building. That $500 is someone's ticket to say and do what they please, at least in their thoughts in there. Obviously, there's, some rules and guidelines and things that you can't do. But, like, for the most part, whatever comes out your mouth in the ballpark, cheers for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., that was almost expected. I was listening to Evan, and Evan's dad was in the ballpark, and that was, like, a thing earlier. Like, hey, let's hear how loud the cheers are for Vladdy. So you can't police fans. They're going to do that. And that leads into the F. Juan Soto discussion that is just so tired. I was the first person on WFAN to tell you there is no more F. Altuve, and there might be some, but like the new F. Altuve in Yankee Stadium is F. Juan Soto. I'm not endorsing it. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not doing it. But I know my ballpark. I know my fan base. I know what I've seen in there. You now that it has started, it will snowball. So as we have hosts campaigning for fans to not boo Juan Soto, like, not boo Juan Soto. There's going to be boos. There's going to be profanity. There's going to be F Juan Soto chants. And I said today, as I saw, right, the dynamic of people sending me pictures and videos of Mets fans showing up to the Bronx, this first homestand with their fresh Juan Soto jersey on, clearly looking for attention, wanting that smoke, just enter at your own risk. Know that, like, there's some angry fans and there's some people that don't care and, like, you're barking up the wrong tree. But some of the Juan Soto chants that you hear while you're watching on TV, that's being instigated. That's being provoked by people in the stands wearing a Juan Soto jersey looking for attention so they can make a TikTok of them getting, like, thrown out of the section. 888-808-1019. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Josh.
I'm telling you, first I'm going to say, you know my cry. It's awesome, baby. But Keith, I got to say about the New York Mets, thank you for helping the New York Yankees get a piece of first place. Because they're playing the Toronto Blue Jays right off the bat, right? And that when the Mets are playing somebody in the AL East, or an American League team that affects the standings in the American League East. It's on, baby. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great show, Keith. Thank you.
Count it. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. As Brian Deco writes in the live chat, why has your entire tone changed on the Mets? You guys don't listen enough. You don't pay attention enough. In the offseason, that's one thing. Fandom, that's another thing. I was begging for the season to start. Let the games begin. We have actual games now to talk about. We don't have to go back and forth with the nonsense. I don't play the whole little brother, big brother thing. The Mets are winning. I'm going to talk about the Mets winning. The Mets are playing good baseball. I'm a baseball fan. I'm going to watch the game, listen to the game, look at the box score, and report that and take calls on that. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than my fandom. It's bigger than my tone. Now, when there's something to troll, like Queen's Best Dance Crew, or the Five Borough Race, or the Mets House, or whatever, yeah, I might lean into that. That might be fun. That might create a good video on WFAN's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube that thousands of people see. But one video doesn't represent me, and that stuff has nothing to do with Pete Alonso hitting homers and Tyler McGill hitting. And I would expect the same thing out of our hosts that are Mets fans, which there are way more hosts here that are Mets fans, when talking about Aaron Judge, when talking about the Yankee youngsters, when talking about Max Fried, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the Yankee conversation. When talking about Oswaldo Cabrera, we're getting too far away from what is actually going on. We have two good teams in New York, and we've had two good teams in New York these few years. But, like, we have two good teams in New York that just started a new journey. And our hopes and dreams are tied to them getting to the World Series. Who's to say that they can't get to the World Series and actually have the Subway Series that some people were dreaming of last year? 888-808-1019. This is a rebrand for the Mets. It will take a long time for the Mets to actually be Big Brother if we actually laid everything out. You know, we have Mets fans calling up about the attendance today. As I'm saying, it looked great. As I'm giving props, no, it wasn't a sellout. There were plenty of open seats. There weren't open seats for opening day at Yankee Stadium. There were 40,000 at Yankee Stadium on a cold night to see the Diamondbacks. Just off of that alone, right? Like, with the rebrand and all the stuff going on, the Mets have to catch up in attendance. The Yankees brand is built. The Yankees have the best player in the game. So all the back and forth over who runs the town, ultimately, who's going to run the town? This town is big enough for both of us. There are enough fans of both teams. But the casuals, the marginals, the people that are fair weather or don't really follow this day in and day out, they're going to go where the excitement is. They're going to go where the winning is. They're going to go where the matchup is. They're going to go where the better players are. Juan Soto is generational and has the largest contract in the sport. If he doesn't perform, he's not drawing. Judge, his contract is a steal of a deal now. And Judge is going to post. They keep pitching to him. Gary's in Waterbury, Connecticut on the fan. You got it, G-Makes. What up? No, Gary. What'd you do? You hung up? I queued him up for the Aaron Judge conversation. I'll do it myself. All rise. This is the Judge silencer season. Some people are calling it the payback tour, the revenge season. It's the silencer season. And I've leaned into it from all the memes and all the jokes, all the gifts of Aaron Judge dropping the pop-up, all the talk about Aaron Judge being Mr. May, Mr. June. Aaron Judge's life changed drastically losing the World Series, making that mistake that started that terrible fifth inning that blew that lead. But also his life changed in a beautiful, blessed way. He had his first child. His daughter exists. He's a dad now. He's a father now. He's got dad strength. He's the captain. Much has changed with the Yankees. The Yankees are allowed to have beards. The Yankees play That's Life after losses. But Judge, people are so ready to pull him back to his failures instead of just celebrating his greatness. I can't do that. I can't do that. Last year is over. Again, we're getting too far away from what's going on now. We wait all winter for the spring. We wait for these games. Now we're some 6-7 games in. Can we please just focus on the task at hand? He can't fail in October until we get to October. The last one is done. It's in the books. Allow this man to be great, to continue hitting home runs and wowing us. Allow them to keep pitching to him. Allow him to keep putting his name next to Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and Lou Gehrig and him being steroid-free. It's amazing. We are seeing history. And too many people want to talk about, oh, well, it's not going to matter. No, it does matter. All of this counts. All of this is on record. You're seeing it with your own two eyes. And so many people want to talk about it doesn't count. Like, you know how hard it is to hit a baseball? And he makes it look easy time after time after time. Limo driver Ed is in PA. What up?
Hey, my brother. I'm glad you, I hope you had a beautiful vacation. Glad to see you back. Even, you know, your family working hard. You deserve it, brother. You deserve it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, the one night you wasn't in, you was on vacation, and they had a problem. 94.7, the block. They couldn't get it off. And when you was sitting, you know, waiting on the calls and everything, you know, we holding, it was playing their radio station. It was
really
pretty wild. And the thing is, they couldn't get it out, so they said, Ed, hold on, you know, it's going to be a different radio station on. And they worked at that for a long time until I guess they must have figured it out.
I heard nothing of this. We'll pretend it never happened.
Talk about it. But listen, man, you know, during the season, you know, they pitched the judge. I mean, you know, during the season, they don't really pitch, you know, and they don't walk them. But during the playoffs, it seems that they start pitching to him or throwing a lot of balls outside and things like that. And that's how I see him why he doesn't get started. But I'll tell you the truth about it, man. Listen, I'm one of the guys that said, you know what? I wanted to see if since Soto wasn't there, that he's going to put the team on his shoulders. Well, he showed me that first game, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready to be that captain and take on everything. But I got to give it to him. You know, I don't care about Big Brother and all these different things. I just want to see both our teams do well and be in the World Series. That's what I want to see. I'm not worrying about who's this, who's that. That doesn't bother. You know, I don't want to hear all that. Just to say, okay, if both our teams do well, the city's doing well.
Literally.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. And one thing about it is, too, man, hey, then that means that we're doing well and we're going to meet up in the World Series. That's what I want to see.
And the city would explode because you know what? It would guarantee us a parade no matter what. Thanks for the call, limo driver Ed. We need a parade. It's been too long. It's been too long since there's been a World Series parade through the city, man. Generations now. Like, it's been too long. It's time. 888-808-1019. You know, I know it's easy to get caught up in the back and forth. There will never be peace. There will always be a rivalry. It's good. But it does get corny at some point. Like, we're at the point now where it's corny because we can be in our own corners and focus on our own lineups, rotations, bullpens, and opponents. And there's plenty to talk about, but it just bleeds into the other one. And, you know, this dynamic with Soto crossing over, this is going to go on for a long time. People think this is just a one-year thing. This is going to go on for a long time. That's why I tell you as a fan, I'm more of a fan than a radio host. Like, I know fans. I know the ballpark. I was screaming trying to get them to stop chanting Altuve for years. You know what got them to stop chanting Altuve? A new villain, Juan Soto. So, like, I don't care who you are. You can't get on a mic. You can't get on TV and tell people what to do in a stadium. I saw someone today, oh, you're endorsing the Juan Soto chants. No, I'm not. Why would I tell people to go to the stadium and chant profanity when there are children around? There's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. But, you know, Ed just made me think of something else with this Judge Silencer tour. He was, like, BFF with Soto at points, it seemed. I remember getting on air after Judge got his MVP. And I'm like, this guy name dropped Juan Soto like four times. Oh, yeah, if you look at that highlight right there, and, you know, Juan Soto's on base. Well, hey, you know, it helps when you got a guy like Juan Soto hitting in front of you. I'm like, Judge, are you lobbying? Are you trying to, you keep dropping Soto's name because he's third place in the MVP and you want him to come back? Listen, everything happens for a reason. You can't predict baseball. Juan Soto went where he was supposed to go, where he was always supposed to go. And maybe the Yankees weren't meant to win the World Series with Juan Soto last year because it would have been awkward. It would have been awkward, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, you know, celebrating the 2024 Yankees with the forever Met Juan Soto. But on the other side of that is Judge saying, okay, the Yankees meant a lot to me. I took less money to be a Yankee. And these same Yankees offered me like $240 million before opening day in 2022. And then they turn around and offer you $760. And like, I respect you, Juan, but you're not a better hitter than me. You're damn sure not a better fielder than me. You're not a better baseball player than me. But my own organization, my own fan base, right? Juan Soto was boo-proof in Yankee Stadium. I didn't hear one person boo him. Hal Steinbrenner, I've heard, booed in that place. Judge, Stanton. Juan Soto was boo-proof because fans didn't want to, you know, rub him the wrong way where he remembered that and Judge is like, wow, they don't boo him, but they boo me. 0-4, they'll boo me. So, like, you think that doesn't, like, motivate a guy? Not that he needs any more motivation, but he looks hella motivated this year. He looks like he's on one. So this is the Judge silencer tour. And the only way to silence these critics, Judge, is to win another MVP. And with this start that you're having, with the start that Judge is having, which is absolutely absurd, his numbers are not even video game. They don't make sense. And it doesn't make sense for them to keep pitching to this guy. With the start that Judge is having, he could have his best season ever. And if he's able to carry that over from September through October, that might be enough to propel the Yankees back to the World Series and maybe win it. 888-808-1019. Sal is in Brooklyn on the Fan. Hello, Sal.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, my good man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Two things, if you don't mind. Number one, the Yankees would absolutely do the right thing by adding a year onto Judge's contract, like the year he left off the table when the Giants offered him the 10, and they offered him 8, and then they settled on 9, just in good faith. That's how good this guy is and what he does for this organization.
Yeah, but not yet. Not yet.
I know. I got you. And number two, please, everybody, with that fifth inning, anybody who knows sports, Judge dropped the ball. That's a physical error. They happen. The ground ball to Rizzo, mental error between Rizzo and Cole. The ground ball to Volpe, who his body was going to second, then decided to throw to third, mental error. Jazz on third base, not straddling the bag because he wasn't ready for the throw.
Yeah, Cole mental not covering, Rizzo not covering. They melted. Volpe, it's okay, though. It's over.
But again, No. But what I mean is everybody who wants to jump on Judge, and if everybody remembers, they had the lead after that. So it's not like if that cost them the game. All that did was tie the game. So leave the guy alone with that drop ball, and people are haters because this guy is the best in the game right now.
Yeah.
You could keep Ohtani. You could keep whatever you want. We got Judge. I'm very happy with this guy. All-time great.
Thanks for the call, Sal. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break here, but we're rolling.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.